Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. It's midsummer and a perfect time to enjoy the great outdoors. Go online to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations to visit the garden. If you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. Just because it's midsummer and mid-drought season, don't for a second think that the garden is not glorious. Every season in the garden has something wonderful to offer. If you start your visit by walking straight ahead past Palm Circle and to the geometric garden beds, you'll see that they have a brand new look. The spaces are filled with new and colorful plants that will bring summer and fall colors into the designs. Some of the new plants are the hot coral-colored impatiens, sweet potato plants with sweet, soft, pinky blooms and star-shaped dark green leaves, colorful coleus, and even some black cobra hot pepper plants. As you look around, you'll notice some lovely pink lady lilies to the right side of the soar exhibit entrance. As you walk around the garden, you'll notice that there are lilies, lilies, and more lilies blooming. To see them, take a walk through the side entrance to the children's garden where there's a large bed of beautiful hot pink lilies, or wind your way through the blooming salvia plants in the garden beds in front of the staghorn fern collection to the bed of stunning white lilies. Then head down Tram Road, and at the intersection of Canyon Road, there is a stand of pink crinium lilies and some wonderful white beech spider lilies. On the way to see all the lilies, take a walk through the lower meadow to see the candy corn plant that's covered with the blooms that give it its common name. Just behind it is the Moreton Bay chestnut, a very pretty evergreen tree from Australia that has very dramatic and showy orange blooms. You have to nearly get under the tree to get a good look at the flowers as they grow off the main stem of the tree limbs and are partially hidden behind the deep green leaves. Make sure to walk down the road between the lower meadow and the cactus collection, where you can see a wonderful Brazilian orchid tree on the left. This tree with the stunning star-shaped flowers grows here, and along the right-hand side of the walkway from the Garden of the Senses toward the lavender fields, and a mass of them grow along the right side of Lakeview Road, creating a cloud of lovely frothy white blooms. These trees are tall enough that you can see the blooms above the lower growing plants. As you continue along Tram Road from the lavender field towards the overlook, if your garden at home needs a tree and you'd like to add some texture to your yard, take a look at the variegated weeping fig tree found along the side of the road. The leaves will add interest to any tropical landscape, and the tree can tolerate many growing conditions, including being put in a pot and grown indoors as a bonsai plant. Farther along Tram Road, where the ponytail palms are growing and throwing out lovely ivory-colored blooms, I happen to look up and notice one in the back is shooting up beautiful pink flower spikes. What you should know is that these plants are not really palms at all. They are Bocarnia recurvata. It was tough to get a picture of these pink blooms because they're pretty high up, but the color is undeniably pink, which interested me. A quick Google search turns up that all the ponytail palms with ivory blooms are actually the male plants, and the pink blooming tree is a female. So this is the tree to keep an eye on to see if we get fruit. Just next to the Bocarnia is a blue Hesper palm, which is a true palm and has a beautiful silvery blue cast to the fan-shaped fronds and very slender, graceful flower clusters that hang down from the crown of the tree. If you're interested in a lovely cloud of fragrance, as you walk down Lakeview Road to see the small grove of Brazilian orchid trees that are there, stop at the Gardenia thunbergia bushes. Seriously, the most intoxicating of the gardenia scents. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.